Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Retronauts Micro. I am your host, Bob Mackey, and in case you're not aware of this format, or if you're new to the show, these episodes, these micro episodes, are shorter because we're doing them on the off weeks because our great Patreon people paid for extra episodes. And today's topic is going to be, what is your personal favorite year for gaming? And I know I'm usually alone on these podcasts just talking to myself, but this time I have some of our friends from the Christmas episode who thankfully made it alive, although Dave's foot isn't looking too good. Yeah. So who is here today?
I'm Ray Barnhold. I can't believe you made us go to another cabin.
I have several. I work in the games journalism industry. You know how rich I am? Henry.
I'm Henry Gilbert, H-E-N-E-R-E-Y-G on Twitter, still going strong.
And I'm Dave Rudden, and I'm really angry that I can't play DDR anymore.
Oh, man.
Well, this gangrene foot.
I didn't know you were training. You should have told me you were in training.
Yeah.
God, because it's such a popular game still, right? So I gathered all of you here today to talk about what your favorite year for gaming was. And I did want to put out the stipulation, like, not what the best year for gaming was, like, objectively speaking in terms of importance, but, like, what year really spoke to you? And I'm going to go first since it's my show and I'm hosting. But so my favorite year is the year 2000, believe it or not, which most people don't think is an old year, but it secretly is. And the reason I chose it is because of, like, just personal circumstances. I graduated high school in 2000. I took a semester off. I didn't go back to school. So this entire period was just me working a part-time job, living at home, and just playing billions of video games and having no friends. So in some ways it was a little dark, but in other ways, like, I had never played more video games than I did in this moment. And this was such a strange time for games because the PlayStation was dying. The Dreamcast was in its best year. The Game Boy Color was surprisingly great. My Super Nintendo was just a few feet away, still hooked up to the TV. Like, I had access to all these different ways to play games, and games were changing in a crazy way. And so many games I love came out in this year. We have things like Majora's Mask, The Sims, Chrono Cross, Vagrant Story, Jet Set Radio, Final Fantasy IX, and Pokemon Silver and Gold, the last one I really cared about. So this year, 2000, was just so perfect for me because, like, I had no responsibilities. I was still allowed to be a man-child without having to go to college, working at a grocery store, and just spending money and having fun and playing games. And it was a magical time because, like I said, no responsibility and nothing but just, like, you could play a 2D Game Boy Color game. You could play an open-world game. You can play The Sims. Like, everything was changing. Some ways they were changing for the worse, but I don't know. 2000 was my favorite year personally. Let me know if that's blasphemous to you. But who else wants to jump in? Like, what are your favorite years? How about Henry? Let's
well,
hear from Henry.
That's so funny you say that because mine actually is similar. Like, I graduated from high school in 2001, and that is my favorite year of gaming because that is when I really dove into what gaming could be and really, like, it stopped being a side thing for me. 95 is my backup because that has Yoshi's Island and Chrono Trigger in it, which are both
– Earthbound.
And Earthbound. Oh. But those are all, like – and that was the first year I played Final Fantasy III, and I mean 6. But anyway, that it was when I discovered how much I love RPGs. But so 2001, I had my own job, so it was the first year I – bought my own consoles right when they came out. Like, it wasn't an ask for birthday gift or Christmas gift thing. So I got the Game Boy Advance day it came out, got a GameCube day it came out. And then by the end of the year, I had saved up enough money. I was like, all my friends are playing this thing called Halo. They say it's as good as Perfect Dark. I guess I'll buy it. And it was a big deal for me at that point. And then also, yeah, that had Smash Brothers Melee in it, which was the most I ever played Smash Brothers at that point. Same with that's when I got the Dragon Quest III remake for Game Boy Color. It came out that year.
That's a really good one.
That's when I just dove straight into that, and that was when, like, handhelds became my main RPG system at that point. And that's also when Advance Wars came out. On September 11th. It came out on September 11th.
Unfortunate.
But I, like, Advance Wars is one of my all-time favorite series. I played the original one into the ground. I loved it so much. And so, yeah, I think just all those things mixed together, that's why 2001 is like this watershed year of gaming for me. And so many of my favorites I played that year or replayed, and that's when I also started revisiting more old stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think that was the first year I bought all the consoles except for Xbox, but it was the first time I actually bought a console, not just asked for it or expected, like, chores to pay for it. You know, I had a job and stuff. Dave, how about you? Favorite year for gaming?
So this is hardly nostalgic, but I'm going to say 2007.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, this is destroying Retronauts.
Yeah. Well, 8 years. It's fine. That's fine.
I had moved out to San Francisco at the end of 2006, but I finally got my own place at the beginning of 2007. And I had it in my mind that I'm like, I'm not going to have internet at my house for a few months. Like, I was just like, let me see if I can make do with, like, going to the coffee shop for whatever work I need to do. And then I, you know, like, I have a huge backlog of DVDs and games. So I was like, I'll watch a movie every night. I'll play, you know, games any other free time I have. So, like, I made, like, it's the only time I really feel like I made big progress with my backlog. So, like, I got to play, like, 2006 games I hadn't been able to finish, like Gears of War and Dead Rising. But then 2007 itself also had a lot of great games, like Portal. What else?
Was Mass Effect 2007?
It was. I didn't finish it then, though. But, yeah, so Portal, BioShock, Metroid Prime 3, like, played the heck out of those. And it was also – that was – since I had just moved there, I started to make friends at my job at GamePro. And the game that really brought us together was Mario Strikers Charged.
Oh, wow. That's unexpected.
Yeah.
I was expecting to hear, like, Guitar Hero or Rock Band or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was that. And, I have great memories of that, like, just staying after work and, like, having drinks, like, in our empty office while we, like, sing terribly and play music, play plastic instruments terribly. So the bonding experience of those games and the sheer fact that I was able to play all these games that I usually didn't have time for.
Did you find it wasn't just the lack of internet, but maybe the lack of distractions? Like, there were no iPhones yet, or the iPhone was just on the brink of destroying our lives?
I mean, that's why I was like, when I moved in, I'm like, I'm not going to I'm not going to have internet because I'll just be on it all night and ignore, like, the way better entertainment options I have. So that's why I didn't have it for a couple months, and then I realized, like, I need this for my job. So, just having all that free time and, like, finally – this was, like, the first time I lived alone. So it was like, what am I going to do with my time? Well, I'm just going to spend hours on end playing games, which is a little bit sad, but also, like, yeah, some of my favorite games I got to play during that era.
That's who we are, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's sad. Ray, how about you? What was your favorite year, your ideal year for games,
well,
personally?
I have 1.5, and I knew this was going to happen once you and Henry started talking.
Oh, no.
Mine is 1999.
Ooh, I almost went for 99,
yes.
Almost.
Not just because the Dreamcast, but I also imported a Dreamcast in, like, May of 90 that year, so several months before the American one came out.
Wow.
And it was, like, my first real big Japanese import thing ever. So then I got, like, Sonic Adventure and Sega Rally 2 with it, and then later Street Fighter Alpha 3 and Marvel vs. Capcom. That was really good. But then, you know, there's also introduction to really good games like Suikoden 2. Mr. Driller, I believe, came out in the home systems then.
Ooh.
And in Japan, there's also the Rockman games for PS1. The individualized re-releases.
Oh, right,
wow. Yeah.
And I got those and I collected those and I sort of tried to mount them on the wall for a brief period. Didn't really work out, but that was that. And then, and Final Fantasy VIII I played for a little bit. I was too caught up in Dreamcast by then to really have bought it. So that took a couple of years for me to dive into that. But that was also a really good one. And even like Pokemon Yellow I was sort of into just because it was like
surfing Pikachu.
Well, that and it was more faithful to the anime.
That's true. They redesigned Brock and I think Team Rocket and stuff, right?
Yeah. So there are some highlights from that. And then I would also my half answer would be 2002, which is also when I bought a console for myself. That was the Xbox, and I got it with that Sega pack that had Jet Set Radio GT with it. And I bought that with like freelance money, basically. Not that I was, you know, not that even 2002 was a great year for like game journalism freelance, but like with the checks I'd gotten from like reposting news at gamers.com, I managed to get an Xbox. But also, I did also get an imported PS2 so I could play my summer vacation too.
Oh, that's where it started.
No.
Oh, started before that?
Yeah, I got the first game.
Okay, got it.
But that was big because, you know, that was the sequel to my favorite game, and holy shit, I need to find a way to get it. I did not get it when it first came out. Unfortunately, I had to wait till like October to actually afford this damn system. But that was also the day I got that, I was staying up all night watching the outcome of the Beltway Sniper.
Oh, right. Oh,
craziness.
Wow. Oh, I forgot about that. Back when that was the most dangerous thing that could happen, I guess.
Yes. And then, staying up all night watching the 24-hour coverage of that, you also find out, he and his son were in my hometown for a while. So that was great. So I'm sitting there for 24 hours, like, okay.
I guess
I might as well stay up and wait for the PS2 to come.
I guess mine has a dark note to it, too, where it was like, it's the year 2000. I'm an adult. The world's going to be great. The future is going to be sparkling clean. Nothing bad could ever happen to America. And then now we're in endless war and there's a depression and bad things. But one good note was December of 2000, I think, is when I got my Dreamcast much later. And I think I was bidding on one on eBay or something. And someone contacted me and he was like, hey, I talked to my pastor and he told me that I need to start being more generous and more helpful and giving. So you should go to this website and buy it instead. It's much cheaper. And it wasn't like the guy was working for the website. He was just like contacting people on eBay who were bidding too high on things and like showing them where to buy things for cheaper. So I think I had a Dreamcast for like $129 thanks to him. So thank you, whoever you were. That was really nice of you.
Boy, that in December 2000, like the sword of Damocles was just about to drop on that system at that point.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You were buying and thinking of all the things you were going to play on it.
There were like 3 months left, right, I think, at that point.
They announced the death in January, right?
Yeah, the future was not as bright as I thought it would be, but at least I saved money on a Dreamcast, right?
True.
Sorry, everybody, for bringing you down. But this has been Retronauts Micro. This is a brief episode, so we'll just do some brief plugs. I'm Bob Servo on Twitter. You know where to find us. Go everywhere on the the internet. Look at Retronauts stuff, Twitter, Facebook, etc. Read our blog post on US Gamer. Read my stuff on US Gamer. And also listen to Talking Simpsons, the Laser Time Podcast Network's chronological exploration of The Simpsons. Just find it wherever you listen to podcasts. It's great. Everybody else, jump in with your plugs.
Follow me on Twitter, RDBAAA, and listen to my podcast, No More Whoppers, nomorewhoppers.tumblr.com.
And you can find me on Twitter at HENEREYG. And also, I write a bunch of things that appear on lasertimepodcast.com, as well as record tons of podcasts there, including my own one that I host, Cape Crisis, about comic books every week.
I also write a lot of things for lasertimepodcast.com and do a lot of podcasts, but I host the Cheap Popcast, which is a wrestling podcast, and I'm on Twitter at Dave Rudden, one word.
That's it for us this week, and let us know what your favorite gaming year was wherever you're listening to this, either on the Retronauts blog or on the US Gamer blog post for this episode, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good one.